This is KCUR 89.3. Scott Tucker of Leawood goes on trial this week in New York for what has been called one of the nation's biggest cases of payday lending fraud. In recent years, Tucker made a meteoric rise in the world of sports car racing and became one of the most well-known team owners and drivers on the circuit. But on the Kansas City sports scene, Tucker's racing accomplishments received very little attention. And as Greg Eklund explains, that's the way he liked it.
He's on the throttle, exactly the same point that he did before.
Mention Scott Tucker's name around a sports car setting like this at Virginia International Raceway, and you get a variety of reactions. Some recoil, others speak out. TV commentators and journalists covering the race here politely decline to talk about Tucker. By the time the FBI arrested Tucker last year, the news about the lengthy investigation into Tucker's financial background had already circulated around the garage area. Tucker, now 55, did not respond to an interview request for this story. He burst onto the sports car scene in 2006 in his mid-40s as a Ferrari driver, and 2 years later formed his own operation called Level 5 Motorsports. Guy Cosmo, our current professional driver, recalls his brief stint on the Level 5 team, sharing driver duties with Tucker.
The guy was as committed as I have ever seen, outside of maybe some 16-year-old kid trying to make his way to F1. It was remarkable.
The tag, gentleman driver, applied to Tucker. It's a term given to someone who made a lot of money in other endeavors and invested that money in sports car racing. The late Paul Newman was also a gentleman driver when he wasn't making movies. Cosmo says everyone knew Tucker was wealthy, but admits he was taken aback when learning that the racing operation was allegedly being financed by predatory loans.
Yes, I mean, obviously there were rumblings about, the nature of the business and all of those things, but really, I don't know anything about it.
Tucker spared no expense in his multiple car, multiple class operation that competed in the United States and Europe, including the 24 hours of Le Mans in France. That's considered the Super Bowl of sports car racing. And he was wildly successful. In 2010, Tucker won Rookie of the Year honors in the American Le Mans Series and the team championship in the same season. Gunnar Jeanette, a driver who finished runner-up to Tucker that year, says he didn't like the manner that Tucker chose to win it.
He cheated really well inside of the rules. Which maybe says a lot about his character.
Jeanette says Tucker was a detail-oriented racer who found loopholes.
For the first time in series history, got them to allow him to get points in whichever car finished better.
Jeanette's team fielded only one car, so it
was very difficult racing against him, where he would drive two cars and basically, you know, if one car had an issue and the other car finished better, he would get points for that.
IMSA, the sports major sanctioning body in this country, changed the rules the following year. The lead engineer for Tucker's team was Jeff Brown. In his opinion, Tucker put together the closest thing to a dream team in sports car racing. Level 5 won in a controversial outcome at the 2014 24 Hours of Daytona, which marked Tucker's 100th victory in sports car racing. But afterward, the team was disbanded, which Brown says was disappointing.
You don't often get a collection of people, and it was about the people. A lot of people think it was the money and all that kind of stuff. It was the right people together, and I mean from drivers down to the hospitality people and the truck drivers and the managers and all of that.
Even in the weeks leading up to this week's trial, Brown says he continued to receive messages from Tucker about what's going on with the sports car circuit, as if Tucker were still thinking about the next race instead of his possible conviction on criminal charges. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.